brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Important transmissions ever today. As we approach the Ides of March, it is the 15th of March, 2011, on this Monday broadcast. It is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, straight up. We've got Gerald Celente on the unfolding wars and unrest in the Middle East, North Africa, and what's happening with the open announcement of the acceleration of the end of the dollar as the world reserve currency. We'll also look at what's happening in Japan with the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, in the next hour. In the first, second, and third hour, we will break down exactly what's happening in Japan with the biggest nuclear disaster in world history now unfolding. Caused by the 9.1. It was upgraded over the weekend from an 8.9 to a 9.1. That's the fourth strongest earthquake ever recorded, hitting Japan, hitting northeastern Japan with the giant tsunamis. Tens of thousands dead. It's reported one town. They believe 10,000 plus are dead alone in a fishing village. When we come back in the second segment, I'm going to begin launching into a full spectrum analysis of what's happening. It was Friday that I told listeners that I believed a meltdown was taking place because of the cesium and because of the radioactive iodine being released. Mainline physicists, nuclear physicists, radiation experts from previous reports of other disasters say that if you find the cesium, if you find the radioactive iodine, that you've got meltdown going on. The question is, would it go critical? Then Saturday morning, Fukushima number one blew sky high. Now, earlier today, about 4 hours ago in Japan, Fukushima number three blew up and it was a huge mushroom cloud. I mean, it was so giant that a daisy cutter dropped out of a C-130 wouldn't do this. It blew several thousand feet in the sky. You could see giant pieces of machinery that looked like the core rising up thousands of feet. I'm showing on screen right now today's explosion, dwarfing Saturday's explosion. Now, remember, there are four more reactors that were already beginning to melt down in emergency situation that didn't have power, seawater being pumped in a last-ditch desperation effort. And the Japanese government is calmly reporting that, oh, there was just some hydrogen exploding. No, ladies and gentlemen, we told you Friday a meltdown was in process. Infowars.com was the first Saturday morning. I called up Kurt, wrote the article with him, and I said, I'm taking the heat for this. It's a meltdown from all of my research. Within 4 hours, Reuters, AP, and the Japanese government all reported meltdown was confirmed. That was a meltdown explosion. Now, number one blew up Saturday. Number three blew up hours ago. It is a no-brainer. I would give it a 95% probability, dead reckoning, gut research point that the other four reactors at Fukushima are now going to melt down as well. Because they're on screen, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, if not, go to Infowars.com. They're all posted, as well as at PrisonPlanet.com. That is Saturday morning's explosion of Fukushima number one. Within seconds, a 1,000-foot-tall plume, pieces of the reactor containment system completely blown out with the reactor inside. The government saying, oh, it collapsed. No, it didn't collapse. It exploded. And I said, that's going to cause even more danger, more problems with the emergency crews and technicians risking their lives in that radiation-bathed area. Radiation now reported in high levels up to 60 miles away. There's the new explosion today. I would say, looking at it, it's probably 10 times the explosive power. Within seconds, the mushroom cloud was up to 3,000 feet in the air. Giant pieces of black equipment flying through the air, being ejected thousands of feet in the air. That's what you get from a full meltdown. Hydrogen could not do that. The amounts of hydrogen that are in those plants. That was a complete and total meltdown. There is nothing else that it could be. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The meltdowns are continuing.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are live. It is Monday, the 14th day of March, 2011. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have continual coverage of what's happening in Japan. The reports that fallout will be heading in the direction, the first place it will make landfall is the west coast of the United States, from Northern California up to Southern Canada. We broke this analysis down on Saturday. We were the first to report that clearly Fukushima number one had melted down and exploded due to meltdown. That is now confirmed by the Japanese government. That is now confirmed by AP, Reuters, Fox News, nuclear physicists all over television saying, quote, the Japanese are covering up the extent of this and that that was a meltdown. Then, about 4.5 hours ago, Fukushima number three, six giant nuclear reactors at one facility. Fukushima number three exploded spectacularly. Looking at the explosions, it's roughly 10 times the explosive power. Thousands and thousands of feet in the air, the what appears to be the reactor core, a large black box with what looks like rods, is thrown straight up, even escaping the dust of the explosion. Several, it looks like 3,000 feet in the air. Those are 1,000-foot towers. We've looked it up. 1,000-foot aircraft towers in the air to keep aircraft away. This is massive. There are six plants. Now, what did I say Friday? I said clearly, a meltdown is taking place because of the cesium and the radioactive iodine being reported at 1,000 times safe levels. That I just went to mainline physics university sites. I already had researched this previously because there's several reactors, research reactors here in Austin. So I wanted to, you know, research it for my family's safety. And I knew that if cesium and radioactive iodine are being released, that that means one thing: fusion. Fusion. And that means that that the nuclear fission had begun and that a meltdown had begun. Saturday morning, InfoWars.com did not go out on a limb. As I explained to Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo, I got the research together, got it to them. We got the report out first saying that was a meltdown explosion. That is now confirmed. Associated Press, Reuters, Japanese government, within 4 or 5 hours of our report, headline, meltdown caused nuke plant explosion, Japanese government safety board, the Industrial Nuclear Agency, NISA, the Nuclear Industrial Safety Agency of Japan. And that was put out by the Nikkei National News. Okay, so let's get one thing straight. The meltdown began on Friday at Fukushima number one. By Saturday, Fukushima number one exploded. A gigantic explosion sending concrete rubble in the 20-plus thick walls, steel reinforced like a fragmentation bomb, into the rest of the Fukushima nuclear complex, the other five reactors. Again, we put in Kurt Nemo's article that it would most assuredly cause serious damage to all the other struggling reactors. Within hours, we heard number three may melt down, and they warned there may be an explosion. Boom. Today, it exploded spectacularly. We have all these videos up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in Kurt Nemo's article, Second Explosion at Crippled Japanese Nuke Plant. I would actually just change it to complex. It's a complex of six. Two have melted down and exploded. Fukushima number three, spectacularly, thousands and thousands of feet within seconds, huge black masses. First, you see the white containment facility exploding, the dome, the containment facility. Then you see giant black pieces of equipment with such explosive force, they escape the main explosion and come out at the top. We're going to start rolling that second explosion from just hours ago for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Undoubtedly, I would be surprised if the other four don't now melt down and explode as well, even if they were able to shut them down. Previously, the explosion will obviously cause serious damage inside the facilities and will probably, I mean, it's undoubted that another one will blow up and then it will probably cause another chain reaction. Let's hope, let's pray that's not the case, but the worst case looks like it's now unfolding. There are two other nuke facilities that the Associated Press are reporting inside Japan, separate from the Fukushima 6 nuke plant complex, that are also on the verge of melting down. There is no doubt this is the greatest nuclear disaster ever. Look at that. Within seconds, a giant mushroom cloud, conservatively 3,000 to 4,000 feet in the air. Within seconds. That's not a smoke plume. A high-powered explosion. There is no way that the amounts of hydrogen that they use at that plant could cause that, ladies and gentlemen. That is a ultra-massive meltdown explosion. There is no doubt, and many other experts are now on Fox, you name it, saying that Japan is covering up. Boom. Here's ABC News of Australia, big national news. Nuclear crisis highlights history of cover-ups in Japan. Japan, this is not their first nuclear disaster. They've covered up the previous ones. People need to stop living in denial. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. We already have potassium iodate, but I sent my wife, potassium iodine, I sent my wife today to Whole Foods. She was there, and the woman came over and asked if she needed help. She said, I'm buying the supplement, natural kelp iodine drops, because that's better, you know, for the stomach than the pills. For my husband and my children. And the woman began to laugh at her and say, there's no problem, there's no big deal, that there hasn't been a meltdown. And everybody's just going about their business because it's seen as a virtue to not be informed. Now, there are two major jet stream bands that come across North America. Texas is hit by the southern one that comes in over Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida. It tends to come out of the higher altitude and dump between New Mexico and Mississippi. But that's not the band that's going right over the fallout from the meltdowns. At least two reactors have melted down and exploded spectacularly, making Chernobyl look like a child's play. The band going over the southern United States is the band that goes over China. Again, it goes from the west to the east. That's why if you take off in an aircraft in California and fly to New York, you get there on average about 45 minutes earlier than if you were flying from New York to California, because the jet stream can go between 60 miles an hour and 200 plus miles an hour. So when your aircraft has it as a tailwind, it pushes you. I have studied in depth since Friday all the live satellite feeds. You can just type in satellite feed of North American jet stream or Pacific jet streams, and you can see the exact maps of what's currently happening. The jet stream that goes over the Fukushima complex, and remember, the trade winds pick it up. Those are the lower winds and push you into the jet stream. But the trade winds and the jet stream above it goes right over Fukushima. And the media admits, oh, don't worry, it's being blown out to sea. AccuWeather is reporting, yes, it's being blown out to sea. So the most of the fallout's being blown out to sea. First place it makes landfall. And if you look at the jet stream, in fact, let's put up the confirmed article, Meltdown at Fukushima. Kurt's article has that map, a screenshot of the jet stream. It comes in at about Northern California, bends up the coast, due to atmospheric changes with landfall, runs up Oregon, Washington State, and then turns back in the southwestern area of Canada and goes down through Idaho, Utah, into Colorado, and turns above Oklahoma. And by the way, it comes down low in the atmosphere over Oklahoma. Oklahoma, if this fallout gets into the jet stream, is going to be getting some. That's the most southerly area the jet stream's dumping. It's going to dump in there. So that entire area, as a precaution, you should seek medical advice. But I personally am taking naturally occurring iodine from alfalfa, dulse, and kelp. And so are my children. They're taking the recommended dose, because the number one cause of death or illness is the thyroid operates off of iodine, but it can't recognize nuclear iodine, radioactive iodine. And again, there on screen, we have a screenshot of the jet stream for you going right over Japan, as you can see there, dumping in over central to northern California, banding up through the northwestern states, and then into Canada, dumping back down over the Rockies and into Illinois, Oklahoma, you name it. And it does gyrate. It is moving back and forth. We have the latest report here. Radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach U.S. Some estimates early on were 3 to 4 days, but currently with the speed of the jet stream, and the analysis of AccuWeather.com is saying 7 days to reach the United States. So it'll be reaching here. The first leakage was Friday, obviously. The explosion of the first Fukushima 1 was on Saturday morning. Fukushima 3 completely blew up today. And let me tell you, when it's ejecting at 3,000, 4,000 feet in a matter of 2 seconds, you better believe it is getting airborne. Most of it will dump into the ocean, thank God. And it's very good news that it's not, most of it's blowing out to sea for the folks in Japan. There are now hundreds and hundreds reporting radiation sickness and contamination. They're also reporting that Navy, U.S. Navy crews have been contaminated who were off the coast, obviously in the most deadly of zones. No word yet of the Pentagon is pulling ships to the south and out of the fallout zone. But as I told callers from Japan Friday who were near Fukushima, I said, get out of there and get to the south. The winds are to the northeast, out to sea. You do not want to be north of Fukushima. Guys, I had it in my stack, but I didn't see it. Will you guys print me a map of other reactors in trouble? I know there's two others separate from Fukushima. Here's the larger issue. Fukushima 1 blew up Saturday. It melted down. It blew. They tried to spin that and lie about it. 5-6 hours later, they admitted it had melted down and blown up. Fukushima 3 blew up. at least 10 times more spectacularly. There's Fukushima 1 blowing up on screen. We'll show you Fukushima 3 when we come back from break. Just at least 10 times that. I mean, it, clearly ejecting the insides, the guts of the reactor straight up. Only one thing does that. Total meltdown. And there is... We'll be right back. That's Fukushima 1 blowing. This is unbelievable.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
There's another big facet to this story. It's how governments always lie. It came out in the press that Three Mile Island released well over 100 times the radiation that they had claimed back in the early 1970s. And that didn't come out for more than a decade. You could pull up those numbers. Just type in radiation much worse than originally reported at Three Mile Island. You can also pull up ABC News of Australia about the history of Japan covering up the severity of other disasters they've had that are nothing compared to this, but that were very serious. Also, I did a lot of research this weekend, and Kurt Nimmo's got a report coming out very soon on it, where they reported that the small disaster compared to what just happened at Fukushima 1 and 3 with both reactors blowing sky high, that the disaster at Chernobyl put out conservatively over 100 times what the bomb at Hiroshima did. You see, A-bombs and hydrogen bombs, if they're clean, if they're designed correctly, expend almost all of their fuel. And there's not a lot of fallout left, especially if they're airburst. But when they explode on the ground, they mix with other metals around them and create all sorts of horrible mixtures of different isotopes. It will take billions of years for this uranium, cesium, radioactive iodine to lose its radioactivity. This stuff's going to be orbiting forever. Now, I've done the research. Kurt's done. He's got a big report coming out on the chain reaction that's clearly happening at this facility in Japan that has the six reactors. But there are other reactors that they're also reporting are on the verge of meltdown separate from the Fukushima facility. So all of this is unfolding, and the government, right after this blew up this morning, got up there and said again, oh, it was just a little explosion from some hydrogen, no big deal. The whole thing disappears. The entire number three blows up, clearly damages other reactors around it, just like one did, and they're saying it's no big deal. Here's the clip from Al Jazeera.
Officials had warned that a second explosion could happen at any time, and on Monday, that warning came true. It was believed to have been triggered by a buildup of hydrogen and oxygen gases igniting in reactor number three. Immediately, the government sought to allay fears of a major nuclear leak.
We believe there was only a low possibility of a major radiation leak, similar to when reactor number one exploded.
The Tokyo Electric Power Company believes the containment vessel is not damaged.
No.
However, with regards to radiation that might have leaked, they are now checking.
Residents remaining within a 20-kilometer radius of the nuclear plant have been told to stay indoors and keep their windows shut. 180,000 people had already been evacuated following Saturday's explosion at reactor number one.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now, Fukushima 1 completely blows up and disappears. Just incredible explosion. Fukushima 3 blows up. The explosion's got to be 10 times. A mushroom cloud. There's black debris flying out of the top of it. The plant number 3 is gone. They've got emergency crews there trying to pump seawater in, something the U.S. government called a last-ditch emergency effort on Saturday to stop meltdown. What do you think is going to happen to the other four reactors? What did I say Saturday in Kurt Nimmo's article? That it was assured that it was going to cause other explosions and meltdowns. This is a no-brainer. You've got six plants in a complex hit by a tsunami, hit by an earthquake, emergency power out, diesel generators out, emergency batteries out. You've got valiant people we've got to be praying for. Emergency nuclear physicists, the Army, they're there trying to stop what's happened. And I understand they don't want to create panic. But at the same time, they need to be honest with people and start giving them precautions for radiation poisoning. First they said 6 miles, then 20, now 60 miles, that they're picking up all these different radioactive isotopes all over Japan. Most of it is blowing out to sea. What is on the other side of the Pacific Ocean? North America. Now, we put this out Saturday. We put out the report dealing with fallout. The headline is up on the Drudge Report if you want to read that original headline dealing with it. And now it has been confirmed that indeed there was a meltdown at Fukushima number one. And they were telling us Saturday that there hadn't been a meltdown at Fukushima 1. Now they're telling us there wasn't a meltdown at Fukushima number 3, or they hope not. A meltdown is completely blown off the map. Containment facility. Fukushima number one, you see the containment facility blow sky high and pieces of black equipment flying around. This time, you see giant black objects shooting up out of the explosion. That's the reactor. That's what happens when one melts down. It has a critical chain reaction and blows sky high. We'll be right back breaking it down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and again, we're going to have a report coming out in the next hour or so at Infowars.com dealing with the number one news story that no one is pointing out, that no one is understanding, that no one seems to get or understand. The Fukushima complex has six reactors. Fukushima 1 blew up Saturday. The government lied and said it hadn't melted down and later admitted it had melted down, but said the radiation isn't a threat or a problem. Then today, Fukushima number 3 blew up with 10 times conservatively the spectacular explosion, throwing equipment and wreckage thousands of feet in the air instantly. There is no doubt that its uranium rods have been blown sky high. There is no doubt intense radiation has now been released, and the Japanese government is involved in a giant cover-up. And America and our media is in a catatonic state, unable to even report what's going on and what's happening. Now, there is an article by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com that we need to get out to everyone. We need to get it out to everyone right now so they understand, so the government can't cover this up. Remember, they cover up how dangerous the naked body scanners are. USA Today, Friday. Remember, they cover up how dangerous depleted uranium is. By the way, let's get Dr. Doug Rocky on today. That's our answer. Nuclear physicists, get him on. Boom. They cover that up and tell the troops it's okay to use, when before 1991 they said it was deadly and the troops couldn't use it. They don't care. They will cover up the magnitude of this. We have seen two giant nuclear reactors blow up in spectacular mushroom cloud events. And the media is buying the Japanese government, who's already been caught lying, ad nauseum statement that they don't think any radiation's been released. Give me a break. And they are going to sit here and spin this like it's no big deal. Radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach U.S. This is by Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Prevailing wind conditions would send fallout drifting towards West Coast. Radioactive particles from the stricken Fukushima nuclear facility, you mean the exploding facility, would take around a week to reach Alaska and 11 days to reach Los Angeles, according to AccuWeather analysis, which highlights the fact that prevailing winds over the region would send any potential fallout from the crisis-hit plant drifting towards West Coast cities in the United States. And then we have a Fox News clip with a nuclear physicist saying the same thing, in case you don't want to believe AccuWeather or us. Given the fact that many analysts believe the Japanese government is grossly understating the amount of radioactive particles related to the separate explosions to affect the Fukushima plant, one of which occurred Saturday and the other earlier today, monitoring stations in Alaska will not know if there is a threat from such radiation until Saturday at the earliest. Some estimates I see are 3 to 4 days. An AccuWeather.com analysis highlights how prevailing wind trajectories would take the radiation from a westerly direction, they say westerly, but it's really easterly, direction, but towards the west coast of the United States. A typical wind trajectory across the Pacific is westerly. Again, that's generally towards the west, but it circles east. So that's how you can use east or west as the term. But the point is it goes east to west, and we're east of it. A typical wind trajectory across the Pacific is westerly, since there is often a large dome of high pressure over the central Pacific and an area of low pressure in the Gulf of Alaska, writes meteorologist Megan Evans. Today's localized winds are set to carry any radiation out in the Pacific from a northwesterly to southeasterly direction. However, the wind direction will switch to an offshore direction Monday night into Tuesday, threatening to send the radiation towards the population, writes Evans. That's AccuWeather. This is not good news, since an onshore direction would blow most of the radiation towards populated areas. An added threat is that higher elevations, just 4 miles inland from the power plants, if a temperature inversion sets up the atmosphere, radiation could be trapped. Continuing, the worst case scenario is that localized winds could take the fallout south to Tokyo, and the prevailing westerly winds would also carry upper atmospheric particles toward the United States. Now, guys, there's a video in this article, a couple minutes long from Fox News, in Paul Watson's article titled Radiation from Fukushima Would Take 7 Days to Reach U.S. I want to play that video in a moment. Continuing here. Previous studies have documented that dust from Asia, especially from deserts and industrial regions of China, routinely crosses the Pacific Ocean on prevailing winds to sully the air over the western U.S., highlights Massey Santos-Ballin, a student in science communication program at the University of California, Santa Cruz. I don't know why we're quoting them. It's well known that Mongolian desert dust blows into Texas every year. The Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory has also studied how about a third of the airborne lead particles recently collected at two sites in San Francisco Bay Area came from Asia, from the reactors that don't have scrubbers. Yeah, that's a coal plant study. Weather conditions will hugely influence where any potential radiation falls. If there is a significant amount of rainfall, which has been forecast over the next few days, the majority of the radiation will fall in a localized area, which we hope happens over the ocean. However, drier conditions will allow any radiation to travel much further. As we featured in an earlier report, nuclear expert Joe Cicerone also fears that radiation from the Japanese nuclear plant could also reach the West Coast. When Fox News host Chris Wallace questioned whether radioactivity could travel thousands of miles across the Pacific, he responded, "Oh, absolutely, Chernobyl, which happened about 25 years ago, the radioactivity spread around the entire northern hemisphere. It depends how many of these core meltdowns and how successful they are in containing it once the disaster happens." Once the disaster happens, it's already blown sky high at two major reactors. Fukushima number 3, 5 hours ago, blew up and it was so explosive it formed a mushroom cloud. That's how high it ejected what was inside that facility. I mean, it's a huge superpower explosion inside the reactor. What do you think's going on? And I'm trying to be calm here. I am just sick and tired of the media Friday and Saturday saying, "Oh, there's no meltdown. There's nothing happening." No, there was just all these radioactive isotopes being picked up all over Japan and off the coast by the U.S. Navy. Do we have that Fox News clip? Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
Joining us now is Joe Cirincione, who's an expert on nuclear issues. Mr. Cirincione, Japanese officials are now talking about fighting two partial meltdowns in nuclear reactors. Briefly, what's going on and potentially how dangerous?
This is an unprecedented crisis. It is extremely serious. One of the reactors has had half their core exposed already. This is the one they're now flooding with seawater in a desperate effort to prevent it from a complete meltdown. They also have lost control of a second reactor right next to it that is a partial meltdown. And there actually is a third reactor at a related site about 20 kilometers away that they've also lost control over. So you have multiple reactor crises at the same time. We've never had a situation like this
before.
What
does it mean if you have a meltdown of a nuclear core?
The worst case scenario is that the fuel rods fuse together. The temperatures get so hot that they melt together into a radioactive molten mass that bursts through the containment mechanisms and is exposed to the outside. So they spew radioactivity into the ground, into the air, into the water. Some of that radioactivity could carry in the atmosphere to the west coast of the United States.
Really? I mean, thousands of miles across the Pacific.
Oh, absolutely. In Chernobyl, which happened about 25 years ago, the radioactivity spread around the entire northern hemisphere. It depends how many of these cores melt down and how successful they are on containing it once this disaster happens.
Now, you talk about the possibility of a huge exposure. The Japanese officials so far have evacuated people 12 miles from these plants. Is that far enough?
Not under a meltdown scenario, and you've seen these evacuation radiuses extend as the crisis has developed. First it was 2, then it was 6, now it's 12. We're told by some reporters on the ground that actually 50 kilometers out they're being blocked from access. So the effective evacuation area is actually larger than the official one that's been declared.
Put this in context. Japanese officials had been rating this as a 4 on a scale that I didn't even know existed of 1 to 7 for nuclear events. How does the situation in Japan, as it now stands, compare to Three Mile Island in this country in 1979 and Chernobyl that you mentioned in Russia in 1986?
If it were to stop right now, 4 might be a fair categorization of this, a local event without significant injury. But if it continues, it will certainly get to 5, which is the Three Mile Island category of a serious event. We almost lost Three Mile Island. It almost went meltdown. It stopped at the last minute. That's the situation we're fighting to maintain here in Japan. If there actually is a meltdown, that puts it into a 6, even a 7. That's the Chernobyl category, a serious nuclear incident with potential for large-scale loss of life.
So what are we talking about? 12 hours, 24, 48 hours? And what are the keys as to whether this becomes just a serious accident or a catastrophe?
We're in the key period right now. So the next 12 to 24 hours will tell us whether the Japanese officials are able to get control back over these reactors, or it's gone, it's lost. The pumping of the seawater into reactor number one is that last ditch effort to try to stop it before it's too late. If they can succeed, if they can hold it for the next 24 hours or so, then these reactor cores will cool down and will be in a glide path to containing this disaster.
This is Cerincione. We're going to have to leave it there. We want to thank you so much for coming in and helping to shed light, help us understand what's happening in Japan right now.
Thank you,
sir.
Chris.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now again, I am very fired up here because I'm working behind the scenes. Conservative estimates are 100 to 400 times the amount of radiation was released from Chernobyl in 1986 in the Ukraine outside Kiev than was released at Hiroshima individually or Nagasaki. 100 to 400 times. Wikipedia says 300 to 400, correct? We'll put that on screen. I don't normally trust Wikipedia, but they have a link to a university study. So we'll put that on screen for folks. Now, that's the issue. Nukes don't put off anywhere near the radiation, an actual nuclear bomb or warhead, compared to a reactor. Reactors are dirty when they melt down. Now, the issue here is Fukushima 1 and 3 have blown sky high. There's 4 more reactors inside the Fukushima facility there on the northeast coast of Japan. Do you read me, ladies and gentlemen? Undoubtedly, they were already having meltdown problems at the others. What do you think another plant inside the facility blowing up is going to do? Hell on Earth is the headline from the London Guardian. Chernobyl was the world's worst environmental disaster 20 years on. John Vidal reports on the cleanup, the false medical records, the government cover-up, the communities that refused to leave, and the continuing cost on the people of the planet. For the next 10 days, Chernobyl spewed the equivalent of 400 Hiroshima bombs worth of radioactivity across 150,000 square miles of Europe and beyond, and it goes over it. 20 years ago today, a Ukrainian radio engineer was horrified when reactor number 4 at Chernobyl nuclear power complex exploded, caught fire, and for the next 10 days spewed the equivalent of 400 Hiroshima bombs worth of radioactivity across 150,000 square miles of Europe and beyond. Now, that's the London Guardian. I am that to Kurt. He's doing a story on this right now. Yeah, that was in 2006 that they reported on that. Now, on the 1986 Chernobyl event. Now, that's the news. The big issue is they tried to lie and say one didn't melt down. Now they admitted it melted down, but they're playing down the radioactive fallout. Now 3 has blown up. 3 has now exploded. 3 has now gone sky high, thousands of feet in the air with the guts of the reactor. You see the containment facility blow out. That's white and gray. Then you see the black equipment shooting up like a projectile, classic total meltdown, out of the middle like a bullet out of a gun, thousands of feet in the air and then raining back down and blowing out to sea towards the United States East Coast.
Officials had warned.
I mean, this is out of control. Now, 400 times at Chernobyl, what one of the A-bombs, the radiation and A-bomb put out, dropped on Japan in 1945. Now, while we're talking, I'm going to show you footage shot hours after Chernobyl blew up. Much smaller explosion, just the roof blown off and a fire. Look at that. Now, that's the explosion, and witnesses that saw it said that it was a big plume of smoke, but nothing compared to what happened at the reactors in Japan. And the media is trying to play this down. Now, in highly educated Europe, the Drudge Report has mainstream news articles up about Europeans clearing the shelves of iodine and potassium iodate. And potassium iodine. They are clearing the shelves of it in Europe. And Europe, it has to go over all of North America first before it even gets here. They're going to get a lot less than we're going to get. But they are highly educated and aren't stupid. And Drudge and others are reporting that people are cleaning the shelves in Europe. My wife went to the grocery store today and was laughed at. Because that's American wisdom now. Laugh at precautions. Laugh at being informed. Look at Fukushima 3 blowing up there on screen. And it's in Paul Watson's article, Nuclear Expert, Radiation Could Spread to U.S. West Coast. This is confirmed by AccuWeather, by Fox News, by countless meteorologists, radiologists, nuclear physicists. It's all buried in the news. But I guarantee you, there's people listening to me right now laughing, going, oh, Alex said they melted down. Ha ha, he was right again. Alex said gold was going to go from 260 to 1400. It did. Ha ha, he's right again. He's bad. He's a fear monger. He's bad. Oh, look at the nuclear plants blowing up in mushroom clouds. It's no big deal. It's only 400 times.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
fake, so I'm just going to let you in on some behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I'm talking to Kurt Nemo. I'm talking to Paul Watson. I'm talking to Steve Watson. And I've got them all writing articles, because a lot of times I call and give them the data, send them the links, ask them to do more research, put it together, and they're saying, okay, exactly what do you want? I want all three of you from different perspectives, whatever angle you see with your own mind, to explain this to people. There are six reactors at Fukushima. Two of them have blown sky high. Number three, in unbelievably spectacular fashion with a mushroom cloud, thousands of feet in the air, ejecting what is clearly the guts of the reactor into the air. Do you know what that means? Massive uranium fallout. Cesium was picked up Friday. It was picked up yesterday. Radioactive iodine. They lied and said it wasn't a meltdown. Now they're admitting it was a meltdown Saturday. This was clearly a mega meltdown today at Fukushima number three. There are four more reactors. Headline, chain reaction underway at Fukushima plants. Cover up of chain reaction at Fukushima plants underway. If Friday and Saturday they were fighting for their lives to keep them from melting down, what do you think is going to happen now in the middle of six reactors close to each other with two of them blowing up? Blowing up! And the media is now saying, well, it was a nitrogen or a hydrogen explosion, and yeah, there's some radiation. It was 6 miles, 20, 60 miles. They're covering it up. And they were laughing at us, the media was, Saturday, saying fallout could hit the West Coast. Now it's AccuWeather. It's Fox News. It's mainstream. But they're just calmly reporting, yeah, some fallout. Ladies and gentlemen, Chernobyl was small compared to these reactors. And it released, according to London Guardian and the Atomic Energy Agency, 400 times the A-bomb. Was it Hiroshima or Nagasaki? Hiroshima, correct? I've got all this data in front of me. The point is 400 times one of the A-bombs. Does that give you an idea? 400 times. And it was small compared to this. That's what I'm saying. And the same thing happened with Russia. For weeks, Russia covered up the full extent of it. I'm telling you, there is a cover-up going on here. And I'm sure the media will write articles, even though we have all the data, saying, oh, there's no cover-up. I mean, here's Think Progress, funded by George Soros, today, saying, note, Real Alex Jones on Twitter, conspiracy website, also has a permanent link on Drudge. Question for media, why do you continue to revere and rely on Drudge when he's promoting conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones? Question, why are you linking to conspiracy theorists for perspective on Japanese nuke crisis? Why does Drudge link to us? Because InfoWars.com is bigger than MSNBC and GlennBeck.com combined, pal. Because we call things. We break news. We know what we're talking about. We called the meltdown at Fukushima 1 before anybody else did. Because when I see a giant containment facility completely blow up, like a 100,000-pound bomb got dropped on it, I'll assure you there's going to be fallout and radiation when it was already leaking everywhere Friday. When cesium and radioactive iodine are being released, it means that there is a meltdown taking place. That's a fact in the books. When it then blows sky high, what do you think's going on when it's already leaking? When reactor number three blew up, what do you think's going to happen? It's a chain reaction that undoubtedly is going to cause the other four plants to melt down. There's two other plants separate that they're fighting with their lives valiantly to keep from melting down. The Japanese government's playing it down, but admits a meltdown happened yesterday, Saturday. No doubt it happened today at Fukushima 3. And that radiation is coming towards the United States, Fox News, AP, AccuWeather. I'm right again!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.